The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Meyer Safty in honor of his uncle, Mr. Danny Safty. Hashem alem yihyu, amen. Daf Chafe. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ilui Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Batsara. Le'ilui Nishmat Mor Zekenir Bi Yosef Ben Sara. Le'ilui Nishmat Bi Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Le'fuat Shel Imam Moshe Ben Dina Sara Ruhama Bat Rachel Sara Bat Rachel. Ena Referen Lefata Nefesh. Fatagul Fatam Kerabat Bavekin Yerosov and Amen. We are on Gemara Sotah Daf Chafe. We are starting three lines down from the top of the Amud. Ibaya lehu. The Gemara starts off with a question. Basically, on this daf over, you're going to have a series of questions. Okay? First question. Overet al dat. We learned the Masechet Ketuvot. There's a certain lady that's considered she's going against the dat Yehudit, the normal practice of Jewish women, to be modest, which means, let's say, she doesn't cover her hair, or she, let's say, she's flirtatious, she talks to people in the street, right? Or she's weaving, or you know, in the street, she's doing things that are immodest. So the law is, we learned the Masechet Ketubot on Daf Ayin Bet Yotzah Shelo B'Ketubah. The husband divorces her without even giving her a Ketubah. So the Gemara's question over here is, Tzricha Atra'a Lafsida Ketubata O Ena Tzricha? Does she need a warning to lose her Ketubah or not? Which means, which is maybe if the husband warns her, maybe she'll say, okay, I'm sorry. If she retracts it, she won't lose her ketubah. Or ena sricha atra'a, maybe she doesn't need, maybe it's an automatic. Once she's over it, al dat, see you later. No ketubah. Now, mi amrina and kevan de over it al dati, since she went against the dat, against the proper measures of tzniut, lo baya hatra'a, she doesn't need a hatra'a, it's automatic. O dilma, tifrei hatra'a, why? De'i hadra'a, because if you give her a warning, she might make the shuvah, she might say, I'm sorry. De'darba, then she has a chance. So that's what we're trying to bring a proof. So tashema, we bring a ra'ya from our Mishnah. Arusa, v'shomeret yavam, lo shotot, ve'lo notot ketubah. We looked at our Mishnah that an arusa, a lady that's engaged, or a lady that's a shomeret yavam, does not drink from the waters of Sotah. So if you remember the Gemara made it, you Mishtau de lo shatya. Ha kinuye maknela, which means you're right. She's not going to drink, but the husband is able to make a kinui on these ladies. Lemai. Now, what's the nafkamina to me? If she's not drinking, what is the kinui going to do? Lav lav sida ketubata. Oh, must be that if she commits now stida, the kinui, the warning, what is kinui? Kinui is basically a warning. So the warning is going to facilitate her to lose the ketubah. So you see what? That to lose ketubah, you need a warning. Good. So too, I'll say, that the case of Aveirat al dat, that she starts walking in the street without a wig on, without her hair covered. So, I got to warn her. Got to tell her, listen, you want to stop this over here? If you didn't warn her, she cannot lose ketubah. That's one, we bring it ayah. It was Amar Abaye, lo, le osra alav. I'll tell you, ketubah, she loses automatically without atra. You know why the husband will make a kinui in the case of an arusa? That she should become forbidden to him. Which is, without a kinui, she's not going to be forbidden to him. Now that he made a kinui, if she goes with stira, with this other guy, she's going to become forbidden to the husband. So if she just went secluded with some guy, she doesn't become forbidden to the husband. She only becomes forbidden to the husband if there's a biyah. Right? What is the kinui going to do? That now if there's a stira, well, she can't drink because Arusa doesn't drink, so she can be forbidden to husband. So therefore, the kinui does facilitate. Not to lose a ketubah. She's losing her regard. You don't need a katra for ketubah. She'll lose it regardless. The kinui is to osir her on the
husband.
Papa Amar lehashkota kishin nisua.
I'll give you another reason what the kiddush is going to help. Arusa, you're right. But once she commits stira, once she excludes that guy, she's forbidden not to the arusa. Why is she forbidden? Arusa secludes herself with a man, she's forbidden to the husband. To the arus? She just secluded herself. What's the difference? What'd she do? She didn't do anything. She just secluded herself.
She's not bonded yet.
No. She's with arusa. She's married. So we say, listen.
Not married.
Arusa. She's engaged. Does she drink? No. Can he make kinui? Yes. What is the kinui doing? The kinui will help. Don't seclude yourself with so-and-so. What will that help? What is he doing that warning for? She becomes secluded with that guy now. Now she's going to be forbidden to him. Tanya! I'm sorry. I'm not a papa. A papa gives a different reason. A papa amar. Lashkota kashi nisua. I'll tell you what the kinui does in our Mishnah. It'll allow him now to make her drink when they finally get married. I mean, the kinui is on hold. How? Kedetanya. En meknin la arusa la shkota kashi arusa. Ava meknin la arusa la shkota kashi nisua. Which is the kinui that was done at the time of Irusin will follow through when they finally get married and she's listed out with that guy. He's able to let her drink based on the kinui at the time of the Irusin. So there's another reason why the kinui is necessary, which is the kinui is not necessarily needed for ketubah. Like the ketubah, she loses even without a warning. The kinui either is to oser her on the arus once she is nistera, or that he makes a kinui now in order to use it after the nisuin, where then he'll be able to even take her to drink. Right? Kinui can work that later on for the nisuin. Good. So basically, we have no proof to our question. Let's go back to our original question. A lady's overet al dat. Does the husband have to warn her before she does, you know, to lose her ketubah or not? Amar Ravas, I'll bring you another proof. Hashema. Almana lekuen gadol. Also back to our Mishnah. You have a case of forbidden marriages. What was one forbidden marriage? An almana, a widow, to a kuen gadol. Girusha v'halutza, the kuen idiot, or divorcee, or a halutza to a regulate kuen. Mamzeret v'netina, l'Yisrael. There's also forbidden marriages. Israel cannot marry a mamzeret or a netina. Those are the givonim that ready David HaMelech was gozer on them that they cannot come into the gal. Bat Yisrael l'mamzer, or a Jewish marrying a mamzer ulnatid. Lo shotot velo notlot ketubah. Also, since the marriage is an illegal marriage, they do not drink, nor do they collect ketubah. Comes the Gemara and says, Mishtau de lo shatya. Yeah.
Diyuk. They don't drink. Ha kinui makneleu. But kinui is done. Oh, so the Gemara says, ulmai. What's the kinui's purpose in that case? Let's take it right here. Almanat kohen gadol. Right? I le'osran alav ha'asiran ve'kayman.
You can't tell me in this case that the kinui is going to help, that if she becomes secluded, she's become forbidden to the husband. She's forbidden to the husband already. Almanat kohen gadol. Let's take that case. So they go, what's the purpose of the kinui? El alav lafsidan ketubatan.
El must be that the kinui in that case is so she'll lose her ketubah. So you see what? To lose the ketubah, you need a warning. Amar Rav Yehuda, huh? Yes, nobody has ketubah. Rabbis were not clear. There's ketubah in that case. So comes Gemara and says, because you know, first there's ketubah. Amar Rav Yehuda comes Rav Yehuda and says, Mediskarta, lo, leosra leboel kebal. You know what it's coming to do over here? It's coming to osir her to the boel, which means,
let's say the Kohen Gadol married this almana, right? Don't go with such a guy. Don't seclude yourself. Now we said that seclusion, obviously, is not coming to osir on him. He's forbidden to anyway. But you know what it's going to gain now? If the Kohen dies or gets divorced, she cannot go with the boel now. Because once she made stira with him, so now she's forbidden. The law is asurah to the Baal and asurah to the Boel. So what it'll help is that she cannot go marry now the Boel. Why should she be asked? No, he got divorced.
You can't marry a Boel.
Why not? A regular lady goes with a man. Why can't she marry after?
If she's married to somebody.
No. He got divorced now. She didn't do anything. That's the thing. It was only stira. Right? There was only seclusion. So the warning will now make it that this seclusion that followed the warning, she doesn't drink. Oh, so that's it, stuck. Now in the case of a divorce, she cannot go with this guy anymore. So that's what the kinui is going to facilitate. Ditnan, kishem she'asura le'ba'al, kach asura le'bo'el. Right? We have a statement like that. Good. So basically, we haven't proven yet our point. Do you need a warning for losing ketubah? Every time we try to bring a proof, we reject it. Tashema. Sorry. Amar of Hanina Mesura. Tashema. Ve'elu shebetin meknin lehen. Back to our Mishnah. The following ladies, Betin intercedes and makes a kinui for the for the husband, to the lady. Mi shenet haresh ba'ala. Right, the husband became a haresh. O nishtate, or became a shote. O shaya havush bebet asurin. Or let's say he's in jail. What was Betin concerned about? She's going to become a little promiscuous and things like that because the husband's not around. Now, velo lehashkota amru. Don't think Betin's kinui can bring her to drink. The only one that can bring her to drink is when the husband makes kinui. So what's Betin benefiting by doing this here? Ela leposlam miktubata. By the way, that's Beferush written in the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly said this. The whole reason why Betin does that is in order that she will lose. Now, the only question is, this is so explicit. How come the other rabbis didn't jump on this proof over here? The other rabbis were all bringing proofs from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beferush. That the reason why Betin makes a kinui for the lady is in order to mafsid ketubah. So you clearly see that what the mafsid ketubah, you need hatra'ah. So comes the Gemara and says, V'chulehu maitama lo amar meha. All the other rabbis, how come they didn't bring a proof from this explicit part of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says like this, Dilma shani hatam. Maybe it's different. Dilet la imta de ba'al klal. Which means like this. Maybe that case is different because she does not have any fear of the husband at all. Rabbis were realistic. This case over here, the guy's in jail. Or the guy's a shote, whatever it is. It's only the nature of the lady now to start becoming a little more loose. Rabbis understand that. That's a normal, not a normal thing, but it happens. They can understand that. So in that case, I'll say what? You got to give her hatra'ah. Without a warning, you're not going to take away a ketubah, because what do you expect? Her husband's in jail, this, that. So therefore, to lose a ketubah in that case, she doesn't fear her husband anymore. So what do you expect her to do? Only in that case, maybe I'll tell you need a hatra'ah. But maybe in a regular case where a guy's married, where the lady starts acting in a pirutzah way, maybe I'll say it's an automatic. So therefore, you have no raya from the case of the end of a Mishnah. Maybe in the case of the Mishnah, they say, the only reason why I need a warning is because the rabbis were not going to punish a lady and knas her to take away her ketubah automatically in a case where they could appreciate what she was doing. The husband's in jail, the guy's a shote, they understand that we're going to knas her not to lose her ketubah. That case, the rabbi said, you need hatra'ah. But maybe in a regular case of marriage, where the ladies just start acting in imagine, who said maybe it's sort of actually loses. Well, that's why the rabbis did not bring this as a raya. Good.
Okay, new question. Ibayilu overet al dat.
Okay, same lady, right? She's not modest. She's talking. She's flirtatious. Whatever she's doing, she's not acting in the modest way like the Jewish women are supposed to.
Veratza baal lekayema, but the husband, he don't care. He wants to keep her. Mekayema or eno mekayema?
Is he allowed to keep her or not?
Now, mi amrina bikpeda de baal tala rahmana.
Maybe I'll say, well, the whole thing is, the Torah was concerned that the husband is going to be makpid.
And therefore, v'halo kapid, he's not makpid.
Which means maybe it's just the advantage of the husband. The Torah is telling us, if you want a divorce, you can. If you're angry, but if you're not angry, you want to live with us still, no problem.
Or dilma kevan de kapid kapid. Or do you say, since it's the normal way for a husband to be makpid, so I don't care what this guy is. This guy's batel, his opinion. She's out. You got to get rid of her.
So that's the sefek of it. Hey, overet al dat, you mandate a divorce? Or is it depending on the opinion of the husband? We can say, no, I'm good. Okay, that's the she'ela.
That's Shema.
Akta al-Mishnah.
Ve'elu shebetin maknin lahem.
the following people, Betin, can intercede and make a kinui. Mishnat Haresh Ba'ala or Nishtater, or Sheya Havus Bet Asunin. V'i Amat Ratzaba Lekayema Mekayema Avdi Betin Midi de Dilma Lo Ni Halele Ba'al. He's like this. The Gemara wants to bring it out, there's no retraction. You know why? Because we wouldn't allow Betin to make a kinui on a lady that eventually the husband would be able to undo. Because that would make a zilzul to Betin. Which means, Betin now went out of their way, make a kinui. Now the guy gets out of jail. I'm batelit. I'm muhel. So you're making Betin look like fools. Ela must be that once already the warning is levied, already there's no retraction. It's in play. So similarly, when the ladies overet al dat, a guy can't come along and say, I'm muhel. That's it. Overet al dat, out. Because otherwise we would not let Beit Din do such thing that the husband can undo. The Gemara says now, Stamad de milta kevan de overet al dati menach nichale. No, really, I can tell you that maybe the husband really can retract. But the reason why Beit Din enters is because the normal guy is going to respect what Beit Din did because he doesn't want his wife to be overet al dat. But that doesn't prove to me that he can't retract. The reason why we let Beit Din do it is because we assume the guy's not going to undo because which husband wants his wife to become a pirutza? But maybe if you have a guy that comes along and says, it doesn't bother me, so then maybe in economy he's able to stay married. So we have no ayah from our Mishnah. Next question. So this question is left open. Iba'ilehu. Baal shemahal al kinuyo. Kinuyo mahul o eno mahul. It's a new question now. The first question was, overet al dat. Now we get the case, guy made a kinui to his wife. He made a kinui, and this is whole business over here. Okay, now let's cancel it. Now the Gemara at this point is assuming over here, it's talking about whether he was mohel before stida or even after stida. In all cases we're asking. I mean, now she secluded herself. Now already we're further in the process. Could the guy come along and say, you know what, pass. Or do we say, no, that's it. You made your kinui, it's over. So the Gemara says, Mi amrina bikinui de baal tal rachmana u baalu mahil lele kinuyo. He says, it depends on the kinui of the husband. The husband's mohel. Right? The whole thing is depends on the husband. Or dilma, kevan de kanila me'ikara lo matzi mahil. Or do we say, no. Once already you won, it's in play. You can't get rid of it. Tashema. So the Gemara brings an ayat to this. Ve'elu shebetin maknina. The following case, Betin intercedes to make a kinui. Mish that Haresh Balar, that doesn't become a Haresh. Onish that Te'or sheyachavush betasin. Oh, he was in prison. Now, ve'yamad baal shemachal al kinuyo kinuyo mahul avdinan midi date baal mahile. Again, same type of proof. Which means, you tell me Betin makes the kinui. Now the husband's going to come out of jail. I'm mohel. We're not going to let Betin, we're not going to put Betin in a position to do something that the husband's going to be able to undo. It's going to make Betin look like fools. It's a zilzul to the Betin. So the Gemara, what do you see? What? That once it's in play, it's in play. Again, now really I can tell you the really normal, I can tell you the Baal can be Mohel. But the stama, a guy is going to usually respect the words of what Betin did for him. And therefore, you have no idea. Really I can tell you that the guy really can be Mohel. But you don't assume he's going to be Mohel. Because usually he's going to respect you. So Betin's willing to take the risk to make a kinui for on a guy, not assuming that the guy is going to undo it. So the Gemara says, so we have no proof. But now the Gemara says, I'll bring you a nice proof. Tashema. Umoslin lo shne tamidei hachamim, shema yavo alei baderech. Remember we learned early in the Masechet, on the way up to the Beit HaMikdash, they send them two scholars to escort the husband and the wife up to the... up to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the Amart. Now, what are we concerned about? Because we don't want them to go together. Because once the husband goes with his wife on the way up to the Beit HaMikdash, it's over. So therefore, we said you put the two scholars over there, either to warn him that he's not allowed to do such a thing, right? Or to be the witnesses to such a thing, so they can testify that it happens. So that's why you need two scholars escorting them up to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara's wait. V'i amar baal shemahal al kinuyo kinuyo mahul lehliel le kinuyav v'lebol. What's the problem? If the guy wants to have a bi'ah with his wife, after she became a sotah, let him just say, I'm mohel my kinui, and everything's back to normal. Which is, what are you putting tamid achamim to warn him, to protect him? The guy's way out to do it better. Just be mohel. Ella, you see what? Mehila, not going to work. So the Gemara says, wait. My shenat tamid achamim. By the way, why did we say that these two guys at the escort have to be rabbis, scholars? You know why? The gemiri. Because they'll teach him. So they'll tell him exactly that. They'll know the law. Listen, if you want to be out, be mohel first. That's why you need scholars. You're right. Well, he can't be mohel. And that's why the Mishnah said above, you got to send two scholars. Because who knows the law? Scholars. So if they see the guy, you know, ready to do a bi'ah, they say, listen, before you do the bi'ah, Halakha says you got to be mohel on your kinui. So in front of us, say, I'm mohel on the kinui, and then the kavod. So therefore, adrabah. That's why you send Tamid HaKamim. Because they'll be able to tell him the law. It's be mohel on his kinui. No, you assume that Tamid HaKamim know the law. Yeah, otherwise send anybody, right? Otherwise send anybody. Shema. De Amar Rabbi Yoshiya Shloshet Devrim Sahli Ze'ira Manchi Yerushalayim. Three things, Ze'ira. From the men of Jerusalem said three things. Number one, Ba'al Shemahal Al Kinuyo, Kinuyo Mahul. Period. Okay. So very clearly, he can be muhail on his kinui. The Zaken Mamre, that's a scholar, an old scholar, not an old scholar necessarily, Tamir Hakam, that set a ruling against the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin said Asur, and he came along and said, Mutar, Shiratsu Bedin Nemholo Muhalim Lo. Now normally a Zaken Mamre, you kill him. However, if the Beti wants to be muhailim, they can be muhailim, even though he's a rebel against their psak. Uben soreru more shiratsu abiv v'imol limholo muhalim lo. You ever been soreru more? That the rebellious child, right? He stole some money. He's rebellious against his parents, so on and so on. They have to take him out to stone him. If the parents want to be muhailim at that stage, they can be muhailim. So comes ukshebati. It's the chavrit shebedarom. So he says, who's talking over here? Rabbi Yoshiya. He says, when I came to my friends in the south, al shnayim hoduli. Yeah, on two of the items that Zaidi said they agreed to me. Val zaken mamre lo hoduli. But they didn't agree to me on the zaken mamre. They said that what once the zaken goes against betin, betin cannot forgive him. You know why? Shelo yirbu mahlokot bi Yisrael. Not to promote mahlokot bi Yisrael. Why? Because if every guy knows that the Beti can be mohelim, he's not going to be afraid to rebel against Beti. He'll say, Beti said Asur, Mutar. And his brain says, the Beti, I'll get them, they're my friends, Beti, they'll mohel me. Ella, we want to make a stand. I don't want mahlokin in Israel. And therefore what? You Zakin, you're going to go against Beti, that's it, you're out. They're going to kill you. There's no room for mehila. But on the other two, they agreed. And what's the other two? Ben Sunan and Amore, the parents can be mohelim, and a Baal that's mohelim, the Kinui. Right. Kinuyo ma'ul. Shmach mina. Baal shemahal of kinuyo. Kinuyo ma'ul. Shmach mina. Now the Gemara's question is one more point. So you tell me, kibbutz. Now we got to go. At what stage? Peligi ba ravachav ravina. Chad amar kodim stira ma'ul. Lachal stira eno ma'ul. Vechad amar lachal stira name ma'ul. But look, someone say it's only ma'ul before stira. Someone say it's even more real even after. Now mistavra kemand amar eno ma'ul. It makes sense to say that after stira, there's no more mi'la. Why? Mimai midka mehadre rabbanan Rabbi Yose. From the answer that Rabbanan gave Rabbi Yose, the Tanya, we learned in the Braita. Rabbi Yose Omer, ba'ala ne'eman aleha. Remember we learned Rabbi Yose earlier in the Masech, it says you don't got to send two scholars with them up to Jerusalem. What? You trust the husband. You trust him that he's not going to do anything. Why? What was Rabbi Yose's logic? Mikal v'homer. Umani dashi bekaret. Right, when a guy's with his wife, that's nida, which is punishable by karet. Ba'ala ne'eman aleha. We let them be secluded. Right? You don't worry about anything. Sota shi belav, lo kol sheken. So sota, which is only a lav, kol sheken, you got to trust the guy. So Rabbi Yosef's logic was, you don't got to send scholars. Amru lo, so the rabbis came back and said the opposite. Lo, imamar benida sheken yesh la heter. A nida, the only reason why we trust him is because one day she'll become permissible. So the guy says, I'll have it be'eter instead of having, I'll wait. Tomar b'sota she'enna eter. But sota, there's no eter. Which means she's going to be forbidden conclusive. That's why you got to send the scholars with him. Aviyamat nachastira machula. But what do you mean? If he can be mohel her, after stira, mashka halad yesh la eter. She has eter in this case also. Ve'i ba'im machila likinuyah ba'il. He can be mohel her after the stira and abia. Ela shma'mina lachastira enu machus shma'mina. Ela, you see what? After stira, There's no marriage. That's what, from the rabbi's response to the B'yoseh. They said, B'yoseh, your analogy is not right. The reason why we let the guy stay alone with the nida is because eventually she's going to become mutah. So the guy can control himself temporarily because he knows eventually she'll become mutah. But the sota, if she's out, she's finished. There's no way he can have a bad tit. Therefore, there's a more of an urge that he's going to go make nisur because that's it. He has no choice. So she's never going to become mutah. Oh, but if you're going to tell me that he can make a mechila, she's permissible. And it must be that after stira, mechila is not enough. That's why the rabbi said she's never going to become permissible. Because at that point, after stira, mechila is not an option. Continues, we call to Mishnah, metu ba'lehen ad shelo shatu. So we said the husband died before the lady got to drink. She was going through the sota process, right? In the Beit HaMikdash, everything, they poured the water, so all of a sudden the husband died. Now the machlok we have over is Beit Shammai, he says what? She doesn't drink. Actually, nobody says that she drinks. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. The question is, does she get her ketubah? Beit Shammai said she divorce, of course, but she gets ketubah. Beit Hillel says no ketubah. What is the source of their argument? So the Gemara says, "Bemaika bepalge." Beit Shammai savre shetar aomed legabot kegavui damem. Ubeit Hillel savre shetar aomed legabot lav kegavui damem. We have a famous machloket throughout Shas regarding a person that has a shtar on his friend. The shtar said that his friend owes him money. So the bearer of that shtar, we consider as if the lekuchot, the properties of his friend, is by him already. So therefore he's considered a muhzak, which is the one that's holding the shtar, we consider as if the money is by him. Nafka mina will be in this case over here. You're trying to take the ketubah money. She has a shtar. She has a ketubah. You're trying to take the ketubah money away from her, right? Saying that she committed a znut. She comes and says, "Hey, listen, I'm holding the money's by me. You want to take money away from me? Prove to me that I did the znut." And you can't prove because she doesn't drink. So therefore, since she's the muhzeket, so therefore the money stays by her. However, according to Beit Hillel, he says, "No shtar omed legavot lavke kavui deme. A shtar that's standing for payment is not considered as if it's paid. So therefore, the money is not considered by her. Adabat, the money is considered by the yorshim. So the yorshim she comes and says, "Hey, give me my ketubah money. Hey, prove to us that you weren't zenut." So therefore, since he can't prove it, so therefore they keep the money. So the question is, where is the money considered by holding by who? According to Beit Hillel, it's holding by the husband, by the lady, because she has the shtar. Then according to Beit Hillel, it's holding by them, and therefore it always go back to the same rule. Look at the bottom Rashi on the Amud Rishon. He has a shtar chov, you know, against his friend. His friend owes him money. V'shi'abed lo bo nechasav. Okay, also a shabur on the nechasim, to put a lien on the properties. Muhzak ba'al ashtar b'nechasim yoter min aloveh. Which means the one that has the shtar has a lien on the property more than the one that borrowed. Ve'el kakevan nechseb reshutei kameh avidu yurshea ba'al tov'im v'amotzim ha'avero ala v'raya v'alem navi raya shizinta b'stira zu v'avda ketubata. Exactly. Since she's holding the shtar, she's holding the money, so to speak, you want to take this money away from me? You got to bring a proof that I did it. So you bring a proof, I keep the ketubah. That's the logic of Beit Shammai, but that's the opposite. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar, we be over it, Havero. What do we say in our Mishnah? We learned in our Mishnah the subject of Me'obedet Havero, that a person, let's say, marries a lady that was pregnant, or which you're not allowed to do, or he marries a lady that is nursing within 2 years, or married an Ailonit, that is a lady that cannot have children, or a zekena, also it's an old lady that cannot have children anymore, that she's not yet to give birth. So it says, there's no sota in that case. I mean, there's no drinking, no waters of sota, and there is no ketubah. Rabbi Eliezer, if you remember the Mishnah, argued and said, no, in these cases over here, it's possible, let's say by the Ailonit, or by the zekena, you know, you're not allowed to marry her because you have to fulfill the mitzvah peru urvu. There's a way that she can be muteret. Just take another wife. Once you take another wife, she becomes legal. And therefore, since she can become legalized, so therefore, she does drink and she does become a sota. So we have a machloket by a zekena and a lady that cannot give birth. Again, Tanakama Shita was asur. Since she's not ruled, can't be married to her. There's no waters of the sota. She doesn't get a history forfeit a ketubah. However, according to the Bidya, since there's a way to legalize the marriage, I'll take another wife. once you take another wife, then already you're allowed to keep the zikina. You're allowed to keep the lady that cannot give birth because you're going to have children from the other wife.
Right.
So therefore, you're able to make the first wife a sota. She was able to drink. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Nachman Amar Abarabu Machloket Be'akara V'skina. The Machloket Hachamim Rabbi Eliezer is only by an akara. Akara is a lady that cannot have children. Right? She was ne'aikar. She is sterile. Barren, or is it an old lady? Aval ailonit, but when it comes to an ailonit, devre hakol lo shota velo notelet ketubata. According to everybody, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, ailonit, there's no such thing as ketubah or words of sota at all. Why? Shene emar v'neketa v'nezroa zara mi shedarka lehazriya yatzazu she'en darka lehazriya. Which means when it comes to the ailonit, the ailonit is much worse. Mm-hmm. Which means she doesn't even have the potential to have a baby. Which means to have a child. The zekena, at least, she was in the perasha of having children, she stopped. Or the lady was akara. She's in the species of having children. She has normal. She became akara, let's say. She's akara, she's sterile. Masha'en ken, she's infertile. Masha'en ken, ailonit, she's different. She doesn't have the ability whatsoever to even have a child at all. So if everybody agrees that an ailonit, when he gets married, even Hakamim will come along and say, there's no drinking, there's no waters of sotah. And she says, Mahloket, the pelig, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Yachol Yisa Acheret, that's only by Akara V'Zkena. Delek Lemar Ena Shota, Ela Ta'ma Mishub Delo Haja Lekayema Ala. Because over there, the only reason why you can say that they're not going to drink because you're not allowed to stay married to. So they were putting out there to be the Azamari, say, marry another lady, and they'll be able to stay married. So he fixes that problem. True, you'd be able to keep her. You just take another lady, and you'd be able to stay married. Miu, lo shatyam haitama, that's not enough. You need a lady, the first lady has to be at least re'uya for hirayun. She fell or something happened to her and she got a makkah in that place. So she was, but she was potentially able to before the makkah. She's in the species of ladies that can have herayon. She's born already piguma. Therefore, you're right. You kosher her up by, let's say, taking another wife, but that doesn't fix her. The sota waters can only be by a lady that's the uyal hazriya, that's able to conceive, that's able to have the children. This lady over here is not even in the perasha. So forget about you koshering her up by taking another wife. Koshering up is only a koshering up a lady that's the uyal hazriya. This lady over here, even if you took a second wife, doesn't change the ailonit status. She was likuya mehirayon. Therefore, there's no waters of sota, according to everybody, even according to Miriam Ezer, by a ailonit. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen, amen.